This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is my experience, when you need to control a crowd, you get the Hell's Angels out there. Not the police that you are paying taxpayer money to watch one street where people are looking at the Christmas decorations, and apparently they can't behave themselves while they're looking at the Christmas decorations. It is my experience, which somebody has commented to us, somebody called in and said that there are several people fighting back against this. Mitch, you have a report. Go ahead.
There is the Facebook page, apparently, for the I assume it's the community of Fairview Park, Ohio, which is what I have pulled in front of me, that has a bunch of livid responses to this ban, potentially.
And what did I tell you to do, Mitch?
So you told me to go join the group because it is an exclusive thing here. There are three questions I had to answer in order to get into this group, and the result is pending as of now.
What was the first question?
Do you live, work, or are from Fairview Park? Please give detail. Yes or no answers will be declined.
How did you answer?
I said something along the lines of, like, I do not live in the Fairview Park area.
Why would you say that?
But I frequent the area.
I frequent it. Did you write I frequent it? By the way, audio, previous audio.
I like to show up and urinate on lawns.
Previous audio courtesy of WKYC and Cater K, and a report by him.
The second question.
I frequent the area when I'm looking for a good time.
The second question saying, if you are not from, currently live or work in Fairview Park, what are your reasons for joining this group? Please be specific.
And then you said to trash it on the radio because we're not happy about the new restrictions. Not a good answer.
That's about right, yeah.
Not a good answer.
Oh, and try to get into this Facebook page.
The last question was the hardest one.
Which was what?
Do you agree to read the featured section of the announcements that hosts all of rules, including the rules for business postings? Please tell me one of the rules.
What?
Yeah. I just wrote yes and then hit submit.
Oh, that's done.
Yeah, you're out.
That's done.
You've done nothing to help us infiltrate the community.
I'm joining.
How often do the people who are in charge of it check it? I need to get these answers that what these people have posted by 10 o'clock. So whoever's in charge, whoever, if you know anybody in charge, tell me to get on the ball here and let one of us in so we can go ahead and see these responses. We won't name names. We just want to read them. There's people who are very upset.
18,000 total members to this group.
18 grand.
Yep.
How many people are in Fairview Park? You know, just watch the. Just saying, people can't be going to the bathroom in people's yards. Let's see, over this
it says 16,785 in Fairview Park.
Kenny, have you ever?
Thanks for looking that up for me.
Have you ever gone in your yard?
Yeah.
So who cares if about, somebody else does?
It's my yard.
It's my yard.
Was it the front yard?
And it's your urine.
Yes.
The difference.
It's my yard. And it's my urine. I can do what I want in my yard with my urine. Thank you very much. Plus, I face out back. I face woods, swamp.
Yeah, that you shouldn't be doing that.
Like if I lived in like a place called like Hunter's Green, Lima's Landing. If I lived in Lima's Landing and there was a house right behind me, no, I can't do that there. Now can I? But in Streetsboro, Ohio, it's my yard. It's my urine. I can do as I please, within reason. There you go. Do the Browns have talent? Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 8:20. The Browns have talent. I can't believe how many people agree with you, and I just think they're mad at the Browns. I just think you guys are mad. You guys are allowed to be mad. They're 2-7. They might be firing people. You're allowed to be very, very mad if you want to.
Go right on ahead.
Well,
tell me they
I
don't have
back,
talent. I disagree with you. I think they're a product of terrible quarterback play.
And they are, yes.
And mismanagement with the coaching staff.
And that does bring the talent level down. You're 100% right there. I went back and listened to the audio yesterday that was posted on the X account. Is 93 The Fan still on X? Are we staying on X? Or are we...
All right, Jamie Lee Curtis, why don't you relax?
Just making sure.
Well, as long as Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store... has us on there.
I just want to make sure.
Well,
I'm
all
still
the reactions right now hate me for saying that I agree with the mayor of Fairview Park. So thank you guys very much. All your hate is brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Go ahead.
So I do live in Fairview
Park. I went back and let us know when you get through. I went back and listened to the audio, and I think a little bit of it was heat of the moment exaggeration. Yes, I do think they obviously have talent. My point yesterday was I think we have said for four straight years that we've got not only some of the most talent in the NFL, but each and every year, really it's five straight years, we have said we've got more talent than the year before. And I remember before the season saying, hey, hold on. I do not think we have more talent than some of the previous years now. And I brought up why. People would bring up Jerry Jeudy. And I said, look, all these guys are older, and your offensive line is older. Their running back room, because of Chubb's injury, to me, has to be one of the worst in the NFL. Defensively, we've tried to piecemeal, you know, year by year the defensive line, although I do think we had, you know, a solid, very solid defensive line going into the season. Okay. I did not expect Martin Emerson to fall off a cliff and become one of the worst statistical corners in the league, according to PFF. I did not expect that, obviously. DeJuan Jones also, by the way, I didn't know what to do with DeJuan Jones because he looked so great in a few games last year and then he got injured. So I was like, I don't know, but guy that size, that is alarming this early in his career to be.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dealing with those kind of injuries.
Yeah.
And then again, he got injured this year. So we'll see. He's still playing, obviously. So we'll be able to evaluate. But I felt like we had more talented teams over the last few years than we did this year. And now at 2-7, like, we're not out talenting anybody. Like, what teams have we looked more talented than that we played this year? What, Jacksonville? Is that it? I don't know. I mean, when we played Washington, I'm like, Washington looks like they have more talent than us.
Let me tell you who we have more talent than.
The Raiders.
The Raiders, the Giants.
The Raiders
Jaguars,
were making more. They had more playmakers than
Raiders,
we had.
The Raiders, the Giants, the Jaguars. I mean, what do you want to say about the Cowboys? They're a mess. Are we more talented than the Cowboys? Probably not. Are we more talented than the Chargers?
Real quick.
A lot of people thought
Cowboys,
we were in the season more talented than the Chargers. I just think,
Kenny,
listen,
real quick,
it's a terrible culture and it's a terrible
quarterback.
You
brought up
play.
An example. This Cowboys thing sucks. The Cowboys are kind of the same as us. They've got names that you know and guys like Micah Parsons that are incredible. Although he's not having a great year.
Oh, he's clucking to get out of there.
But he's trying to get out.
He's been talking.
But they've got guys you know, but then after that, I think it falls off a cliff. And I think that's part of the issue with the Browns. We don't have any depth. And so any injuries whatsoever totally exposed, you know, the lack of drafting that this team has struggled with over the last 4 or 5 years.
That's when I get to the mismanagement. This is why I got so really angry at Nick last week. And I rarely do. Usually it's just a work. It's not a shoot. I actually got shooting mad at Nick over it because he said I didn't care about the Bill Callahan departure and said I didn't think it was a big deal. No, quite the contrary. I thought it was a big deal, but I also understand that that assistant coaches do move on in a lot of cases. It's who you replace them with. And I'm not impressed by who they've replaced him with. And because of this Ken Dorsey of, we don't know what he does. Well, now we know he calls plays, but we don't really know the offensive philosophy because the heads of that snake got cut off because your quarterback has an Achilles injury that ended the season and probably will never play for the Browns again. That in that case, I don't know if it's just mismanagement or if it's quarterback play. I think it's a mix of both. I think it's a lot of bad quarterback play. I think it's a lot of mismanagement by the coaching staff. I think that you have the blind leading the blind in this case. because you can't win consistently in the NFL without good quarterback play. You could talk about the Chargers. The Chargers don't have a whole lot of talent on their team. They still have Justin Herbert, who can certainly get the ball, get the job done. And you saw in that game against us, this is where talent is, where he's like, hey, I'm a great quarterback. I'm 6'6". I'm going to get the ball to people I need to get the ball to, and we're going to get out of here with a win. And that's why they sacked him 6 times in the first half, and you're still down by 17 points. We do not have that. So that's why I defend some of this, where I go, you're going to need a good quarterback or you're not going to be able to get over it. Joe Flacco, whether people want to admit it or not, yeah, he had some interceptions. He also played his ass off in the second half of the season last year and was vintage Joe Flacco, who was an MVP candidate. We argued whether or not he was elite and won a Super Bowl. So when you have good quarterback play, you win games in the NFL. This is not a hard scenario. So it's not like a brand new rookie quarterback with a brand new suck-ass team where it's like, hey, man, he's a rookie. He's going to take it on the chin. This team's not that talented yet. They got to put it together. No. What game did they have good quarterback play in? They had good quarterback play against the Baltimore Ravens, and they won that game, and Jameis threw for 339. Almost threw a couple of interceptions, clearly. Yes, I know that. But overall, it was a good day for Jameis, and they won that football game. This is not a hard science to figure out, guys. There is talent on the football team. But because we're mad because they're 2-7, I have to sit here and fight just tearing it all down to the studs and starting all over again like in 2016. That is not the answer. How many more years do we have to go from the 2016 lesson to show you that that's not the answer? To grind it out for 8 years? 8 years? When I've seen teams like Washington trade away some players, but keep some of their core players, and they're back in business with a good quarterback and a good coaching staff. Look at what Dan Quinn and that coaching staff has done. Cliff Kingsbury, I would never make him a head coach. I wouldn't make him a head coach at St. Ignatius, but he's a good offensive play caller. All right, I might make him the head coach at St. Ignatius, but I ain't going to make him the head coach in the NFL ever again.
Are you going to say, going into next season, I know there will be free agency where every team's going to have more money than us under the cap in free agency next year. With free agency and whatever the draft, the Browns do have more draft picks this year. Are you going to say what we've said the last 5 years, which is Browns have more talent than last year and Browns might have some of the most talent in the league? Are you going to say that going into next year?
No, I can't.
I will not be.
Because if I sit there and say the Browns are probably going to finish somewhere in the neighborhood of 4-13. And if I try to tell people that the Browns have some of the most talent in the NFL, I will get laughed out of the building. I can't do that because I don't know what they're going to do. Going into this offseason, I might say, hey, they still have this guy and that guy. But I don't know what they're going to do this offseason. And there's guys that are who are veterans on this team that might be playing in their final year with this team. Joel Bitonio's in year 11. You know, Wyatt Teller, he always gets brought up. And I love Wyatt, but he always gets brought up. And when you are 2-7, it leads to that examination. But because you're so behind in cap, and Jack Duffin, a man who we respect, we know that he brings up the spending and how it's not that big of a deal. But if you are seen as being a team that's behind on all this stuff, I just think it's much harder than what people are willing to admit when they say, well, just cut them all, get some picks, and let's start this thing all over again. Why? Well, because you're mad they're 2-7. Yeah, I'm not happy that they're 2-7. But just getting rid of all these players and being mad at them isn't the reason to do it. It isn't the reason to do a complete teardown and rebuild.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.